What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Our second day at a joint practice out here at Allen Park as the Miami Dolphins buses have just rolled up. And the Dolphins have to rebound, apparently, from what happened yesterday. The Lions had a very, very good day. It was fun to watch, and we're excited to do it all over again from out here in Allen Park. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. Let's bring in Lions linebacker coach Sean Dion Hamilton, who joins us. How are you, Coach?
Doing good. Excited for another day. I appreciate the beautiful weather we got. I'm even glad that we're practicing at 10:30. Guys get so spoiled practicing at 8:30 in Michigan. They need to see what it's like. A little bit warm outside, so I like it.
When you sat down with the film after yesterday's joint practice, did you see what it looked like to us? A very good day for you guys.
Obviously we are our biggest critic. If anything, we can't be worried about our competition, our opponent, whatever. It's a race to improve with us against us, day in, day out. Let's see if we can stack days. We've been to the playoffs years after years, now it's just, like I said, it's just all about us. So let's see how we come out and respond after having a good day.
Is this how it's gone for you guys? You really have just been stacking days on days. I mean, the offense has talked about going against you guys and how tough the defense has been. We had Jared Goff on Monday, and defense is incredible right now. What we got to see yesterday looked like to us was like total domination. Is it just stacking another day? Is that what it was for you guys? Or, are there some things that you look at and like really got to shore this part up?
Oh, yeah, it was just a lot of things that we need to improve on. We had a lot of offsides, penalties, DPIs, details, guys still not doing their jobs. And, you're talking about stacking the days. That's a long season, And so with that being said, guys need to be equipped and ready to play hopefully 22 games or 21 games or however many you play to get to that ultimate goal that we have. And we know that each game, each week, you got to stack. If you don't in this league, if you don't play at a high level, you'll lose. So that's important that we now start callousing the body and start improving day in, day out, so that way we can be able to withhold through the long season.
Sean Dion Hamilton with us, Lions linebacker coach. You have a very deep and talented linebacker room. And let's start with the guys at the top. Alex Anzalone, Jack Campbell, Derek Barnes. You have to feel pretty fortunate to have that kind of talent.
Oh, yeah. I'm, super grateful. Those guys, all of them are studs. All three of those guys are probably some of the hardest workers on our team. Great leaders. Great young men, And we even take away those three guys, we got a list of even guys that's behind them that, those three know that every day they got to bring it. Because, it's guys behind them. Zach Cunningham, Trevor Nowalski, those guys, they're coming. Grant Stewart, just another name to name. But, we've got a great room.
Talk about the experience that you get from having a Zach Cunningham on this team. And this is a guy who started in the league for a while and was really, really good. Asked to do a different role here with this team, but bringing that kind of leadership, that kind of experience, what does it mean to this young core?
It means a lot. Whenever you can get a veteran guy who's played in this league, has played at a high level in this league, to buy in and, understand, we're trying to do the things that we're asking him to do. Maybe things may be a little bit different from how he's played in the past. Like his total buy-in, we appreciate that as an entire staff, because a guy like that, you get it, right? He's made money. He can do whatever he wants to do, how he wants to do it, But when the guy buys in, that's part of the culture. You appreciate that as a coach.
How do you get guys to buy in? You're a young fella. You're, 29 years old. This is your first year coaching the linebacker solely because Shep did it last year, and you get the promotion. He gets a promotion. How do you personally get guys to buy into what you're going to say?
Man, it's one way, and it's going to be a standard. I got high standards for those guys, and, if you can't do it this way, then I'll find somebody else to do it. It's plain and simple, and I always say – I always heard Coach Saban say, the eyes in the sky don't lie. So when we hit play and we watch this film, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, hey, I'm going to find somebody who's going to do what I'm coaching them, asking them to do.
You mentioned Zach Cunningham, one of your depth guys. Can you update the people on Malcolm Rodriguez and his recovery and when you guys might be getting him back?
So I know he's still rehabbing. He's going through the process. I'm not sure what's his timetable and stuff like that. You know, I know you were talking about those three guys. I always tell people, you know, don't lose sight of him. You know, even from, you know, when we're in meeting rooms, you know, I'm making a point of emphasis for myself to, like, okay, make sure I, you know, let's not forget about Rodrigo. You know, he's been a stud. He's going to be a stud this year for us when he comes back. But he's doing great in the rehab process. He's killing it. Once he's ready to rock and roll, I'm going to be excited to add him back to the holster.
I feel like the early returns on Grant Stewart is that the fans are going to love this guy. He plays with an energy and an enthusiasm. And whether he's a depth guy or plays more than that, tell us what your early impressions are of Grant Stewart.
I tell him every day he's a maniac. You know, you love that guy because he's the same person day in, day out. You know, and I remember it was one practice where, you know, he was maybe a little lazy, loafing a little bit. I'm like, dude, I'm like, are you sick or something? He said, no, Coach. Oh, yes. I said, because you showed on tape and on film how you are. So we only expect one way out of you. But the fans are going to love him. Love his personality. Love, man, every day he's bringing his hard hat. And I'm glad we have him.
How did you – we asked the same question yesterday when we talked to Tyler Roll, the tight ends coach. How did you get on this staff? You know, I know you played with the team and had some injury issues, had to retire. But how did you – how were you able to latch on it and catch up with Dan Campbell to make sure that you had a spot?
I think I set the tone, you know, in 2021 when I was here as a player. Unfortunately, I ended up tearing my tricep the first preseason game. But I set the foundation. I didn't know then as a player, you know. And AG, Dan, it was like, dang, they had no idea who I was, and I had no idea who they were. But, you know, from the training camp and how I was wired, how I was going about from OTAs to training camp, I'm like, man, this guy's, you know, pretty cool. Then they re-signed me in 22, and then you know, we had drafted Malcolm, we had D Barnes his second year, and then I wasn't maybe the guy, but I was a backup, but I was the guy who was like, okay, get a meeting, Shep is telling them, like, okay, y'all see him, this is how it's supposed to look, this and that. And you know, I'm all good, I want those guys to be good at the time, and so, you know, I'm coaching them, helping them up and this and that. And then, okay, you fast forward till you get released, meet with Dan, meet with Brad, and had obviously met with AG and all those guys. And, you know, they said, man, if you don't have any serious interest from teams, you know, we want you back on our staff, you know. And for me, you know, that was year five for me. I had checked off all the boxes that made money, things like that. You know, I'm like, what better way than this group of guys, you know. And something in my spirit, you know, just told me that, like, man, like, latch on to these guys, you know, it's going to be better for the next 20, 25 years. I'm so glad that I stepped away when I did.
You knew right then, I'm going to go into coaching. You weren't going to try and keep playing?
Yeah, I did. Just because I think, you know, when you know how it is when your gut tells you something.
Oh, yeah.
I think at that point in time, I mean, from going to Alabama, winning national championships, to getting drafted, you know, starting in the league, all, like, I feel like I had checked off all the boxes, and I feel like, okay, my purpose was to start influencing and impacting other guys.
I want to ask you something about Alabama, because I just, for the heck of it, I wanted to take a look at the roster that you played on the second national championship that you were on. And you're on the defensive side, right? Some stars on the defensive side. But you had to go against Tua, Jalen Hurts were the quarterbacks. You got Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, Jerry Jeudy, Irv Smith, Henry Ruggs, more than that, Calvin Ridley, Bo Scarborough, we saw here in Detroit, Josh Jacobs, Brian Robinson Jr. Are you kidding me? I mean, every day in practice, what is that like in practice to see? Now, again, you guys had talent on the defensive side, but that's like a whole different world of what they had on the offensive side.
It was crazy. I remember when I first got to the NFL as a rookie, I'm like, I done already played against the best of the best. I mean, I done gone against T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry, Kendre every day at practice. You think I'm scared of any of these guys? You know, but, man, it was great. You know, I always say that those lessons that I learned at Alabama playing against those guys, competition brings out the best. Once you get to this next level, oh, it's second nature. Even coaching now, you know, anytime you can have competition and raise guys' levels of play, you know, it elevates the entire room, it elevates the entire team. But it was, man, I love the competition that Coach Saban had at Alabama. It made everybody better players.
Lions linebacker coach Sean Dion Hamilton, before we let you go, when the defense is out on the field right in front of us today and we're on the air, what are things that we should be looking for that will make you happier than you were yesterday? Even though it went well, you said you're your own critics. So what should we be looking for today that will make you happier?
When guys...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They're detailed, and they're not making the same mistakes that they made yesterday. I'll be happy, and I won't lose my voice.
Well, maybe give us a thumbs up if it's going well. Would you do that?
There you go. Right. There you go.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
There he is, Sean Dion Hamilton, Detroit Lions linebacker coach, fourth season with the team. Joining us here to get our day going on 97.1 The Ticket from Lions training camp. We're going to do it all over again, just like we did yesterday from here at the Meyer Performance Center with the Lions taking on the Dolphins in a joint practice. And I hope it's as good as yesterday, because yesterday was fun to watch.
It's tough to live up to.
Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. Because they specialize, Michigan Auto Law has recovered more million-dollar auto accident results than any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. And if you do your research, you'll see the truth about Michigan Auto Law, like the largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Call my guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit their website, autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.